Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Well, I saw that gun, but I'm out on the road again. I'm on the road again.
That's Ken Heat bringing us back 17 till the hour. Thanks for staying with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. I am the Small Business Advocate, and my websites are smallbusinessadvocate.com and the one for my new book, The Third Ingredient, with the number three, thethirdingredient.com. We're having a great visit with our new friend, but not for long. Gary Shapiro is here, President and CEO of Consumer Technology Association, CTA. It's the trade group for the technology world, and CES is their big show out in Vegas. I've reported from that many times, Gary, and so congratulations on that great work. He's the author of a new book, Ninja Future. It's the second in a series of ninja books, Secrets to Success in the New World of Innovation. And we're talking about trade and technology, and, you know, Gary, the big thing that a lot of people are stuck on with regard to China is they keep saying China steals our technology. Well, I don't think it's stealing if we – some of the stuff they have of ours, we gave them. We basically allowed them to have. So they don't steal all of it. Sometimes we give it to them, don't we?
Well, we have given it to them, and honestly, they're beyond the stealing stage. They're at the inventing stage, which is where they've been wanting to go. They are starting to be much more innovative. They are graduating 1 million engineers a year. They have over 300,000
Many of them from our universities.
At our universities, and yeah. Then we – kick them out and send them home, and a lot of them would like to stay here. So our strategy used to be we get the best and brightest from around the world, and then they create companies. And now right. Our strategy is to put a big wall around the United States, let people in for and give them our best technology to students, but then kick them out.
Yeah.
So it's not very wise that most of our graduate students in STEM and the hard sciences and engineering are not American citizens. They're mm-hmm. actually coming from outside the U.S., and we either should just keep them to U.S. citizens or we should – let the ones that are from around the rest of the world stay here after we spend all this time and money training them with our best stuff and creating our competitors in the future.
The 20th century was a manufacturing sector century. The 21st century is a technology sector century, and it's becoming more and more of that. What do you, when you look across, when you look into the future, is it from your perch, which is a pretty high perch there, Gary, as a head of CTA, what do you see? What is your... What's the horizon look like for you? Not just for your industry, but as your industry interacts with the world.
Well, it's the truth is we're about to go into major new technologies in self-driving cars and robotics with drones,
blockchain,
with biomedicine, a huge amount of change which will make us safer, healthier citizens, and we'll be living a lot longer, and there'll be a lot less premature death. But there is an economic battle associated with it, and it's over artificial intelligence, which is important for self-driving cars. It's important for just about everything, customer service, you name it. The Chinese have a strategy, which is to graduate a lot of engineers, try a lot of different things, and they have a lot of data, and they have no privacy. The Europeans, all they have is privacy.
Right.
They don't have a lot of scientists and engineers
right.
and not a lot of innovation. They have a lot of rules and bureaucracy and they have more things. Right now, we're like the United States, to me, is like Goldilocks and the Three Bears. We have it just
mm-hmm.
right. We have a great
mm-hmm.
strategy because we respect privacy. We balance it against innovation. We have freedom of religion, freedom of association, freedom to marry who you want, freedom of expression. Chinese have none of that.
Yeah.
But we're in a battle that's going to go on for, and President Trump is totally right about this. It's an economic battle, but it's also
I call it World War III, Gary, and I've had smart people smarter than me to say that's not too much hyperbole, that we're in a World War III right now, essentially with China on technology. Is that, what do you think about that?
Well, I wouldn't call it world war because that implies a lot of people dying, which may not happen.
Well,
I think we could win the
yeah.
economic battle on technology if we stop doing stupid things. And you know, we're doing stupid things. We're racking up a major debt that will deny
right.
our ability to do a lot of things for our kids. That, you know, my generation's taken away everything from the next couple of generations
mm-hmm.
by spending outrageously. That's why my association never asks for money for the tech industry.
What is your association doing, back to the vision thing, what is your association doing to make people believe that the better the technology world gets at AI and those sort of those things. I call it digital leverage as opposed to analog leverage. The better we that you get at that, what is your industry doing to make people who are the users, or maybe the recipients, or maybe just the other side of the leverage? What are you doing to help us feel comfortable with that? That we feel like we're not being abused or spied on or whatever. What do you think?
Well, I think the truth is that every tool has good purposes and bad purposes. Whether it's a hammer or fire or the wheel or the car, right, or an airplane, you name
but this
it.
This is different. This is leverage. This is digital leverage. Is not like any of those things you just mentioned. This is much more intrusive potentially.
Well, I mean, the truth is, look, there's companies like Google and Twitter and Facebook which give their stuff away for free. And part of the deal is you give stuff away for free. Yep. You're giving up information about yourself, mm-hmm, and you get this free service. No one forces you to use any of that. And that's a fact. And that's not only true in the United States. That's true around the world. And, we have all these developing countries. They say, we like this free stuff, privacy and all that you're so concerned about. We're just trying to communicate and survive and sell our goods, and you're giving us your first world problems of privacy. I think this is all, frankly, the United States has taken the wrong position in this. These are our best countries, our best companies, rather. They are leading the world. We have more of them than anyone else. We are killing the world in technology.
There is the issue, though, Gary, of Google seeming to forsake the American government and being more aligned with the Chinese government. There is that. It seems to be.
I think that's total bull. I've not seen any evidence of that.
I'm glad you're on the record with that.
No, I'm on the record. I think that is just. I've said it on national television.
I've had other people though on this show who are.
Google's not even allowed in China.
Hold on to that thought. I'm going to get Gary to come back and talk some more about this, and we're going to talk about Ninja after the break.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.